Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, April 1st. We dive into a new month of trading today after an extended holiday weekend. Before the brief spring break, markets closed out Thursday mixed but essentially flat. The Dow was able to eke out a gain, adding 47 points or 0.12%. The S&P 500 also inched into the green and gained 0.11%. The NASDAQ ended slightly in the red, down 0.12%. Bill, let's get into a new week, a new month, and a new quarter with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are higher this morning. We're up 0.22%, a little over 0.2%. You know, it looks like a positive opening. We were up 0.4%, but the S&Ps have become a little weaker. You know, the movement today is really coming from Friday because markets were closed on Friday. We had that PCE report. We had Powell's speech on Friday. And, you know, and that's why you saw the muted close on Thursday. But this morning we're looked to, you know, benefit higher because those reports were positive and Powell didn't say anything different in his Friday speech than we already knew. What do we know? Markets are coming off a strong second quarter on a positive note. 3M is spinning off a division, Solovium. That's going to start trading today under ticker SOLV, Sam Oscar, Larry Victor. Employment data, that's going to be the key for the week. Everyone's going to be focused on employment data. We got the JOLTS report, we got the ADP employment report, we got the jobless claims, and of course Friday we have the non-farms payroll report coming out. That non-farm payroll report will be a key report this week. You know, looking overseas, Europe is closed. You know, they were closed Friday, they're closed today. They don't have one of those situations where they have to, you know, where their markets can't be closed for more than 3 days in a row like we have in the United States. So, you know, they're off today. But we did have some action in Asia last night. You know, the Nikkei in Japan, it dropped 566 points. You know, that's 1.4%. You know, the markets there are really, you know, falling, you know, on expectations of currency intervention from the central bank, the Bank of Japan. Their currency has just gotten too weak. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised if they start doing that in the near term. And until that actually happens, you're going to see continued weakness in the Nikkei index. Hong Kong was closed overnight for the same holiday. In China, you know, the Shanghai Composite rose. I mean, it gained 1.19%, and that's three sessions in a row of gains for the Shanghai Composite. They had that Caxton survey data that came out last night, and that, you know, showed expansion at its fastest pace since February 2023. You know, this kind of confirms what, you know, the official data that came out on Saturday. So, yeah, you know, you look at China's Shanghai, it was up 36 points or 1.19%. That was very positive. And then we're keeping an eye on oil this morning. Oil is trading lower. Oil is now down 0.4%. WTI is at $82.84 a barrel, whereas Brent is at $86.59 a barrel. You know, there's multiple catalysts going on in oil right now. I mean, on April 3rd, you got that OPEC meeting. You know, that, you know, listen, the market still has to, you know, really price in that positive PMI data out of China. The positive PMI data, you know, means that demand could increase out of China. And you still have those geopolitical risks. You know, Russia is wary of Ukraine's, you know, continuing to target their oil infrastructure. And, you know, Russia is saying that they are going to, you know, start reducing production levels. So, you know, we've got to be a little concerned about that. But we are seeing oil trade down lower, about 0.4% this morning. And that's what I have for you for a pre-market update, Emily.
Bill, I've said this before, after an extended holiday weekend or even after a regular weekend, to sort of get your bearings and get your feet back underneath you for the trading day ahead, especially as we start this new quarter. How do you do that? How do you dive back in? And using Newswire is the only way I can imagine doing that, gathering the data. Like you said, there was information that came out Friday that is moving the markets this morning, and information to look ahead to today and throughout the week. And you can follow all of that using Newswire and having your alerts. And we're going to break down some of those details today, including earnings action, those economic events, and other market moving headlines. We'll start with earnings action, a little slow on the earnings front, but still a couple of things to look ahead to. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings?
Yeah, it's really slow on the earnings front. It doesn't really start to pick up until the second week of April. But, you know, nothing came out, you know, that's significant this morning or Thursday or Friday. But this afternoon after the bell, we do have PVH. That's PVH Corp. They're going to be releasing this afternoon. Their EPS is $3.50. Expected move is 9.74%. And, you know, tomorrow morning, Paychex, ticker PAYX, Paul Apple, Yellow X-Ray, they're going to be releasing earnings. Their EPS is $1.36. Expected move is 5%. But that's all, really all I have on the earnings front, Emily.
We'll also get to the day's economic events. You did mention, you know, jobs data that's coming out throughout the week. But we'll start here with Monday, a couple of reports and some Fed speak. So, Bill, give us a rundown of the day's economic events.
Yeah, it is, you know, kind of active. I mean, you know, 8:45, you get the S&P Global Manufacturing PMI final, you know, but then, you know, at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, we get the ISM Manufacturing PMI. 10 a.m., we also get the construction spending. What else do we have here? Lisa Cook, Fed Bank President, Fed Governor Lisa Cook is supposed to be speaking tonight at 6:50 p.m. So, you know, that's all, you know, interesting. You know, the big one that did came out overnight was that Caxton survey report from out of China, which showed that their data was above 50, which is really what separates contraction from growth, and it was positive. So, you know, that's showing growth, and we like to see that in China. But that's all I have for you in terms of economic reports happening, Emily.
And the other thing you're keeping track of today are the day's other market moving headlines, looking at things like shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're looking at, you know, information and data coming out of different stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks or your Dow 30 stocks, breaking down this information so you can get a good feel for the trading day ahead. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check on my Dow stocks. I'm showing three lower, two unchanged. The rest are higher. So that's a positive start for the morning. What else do we see here? Airlines, you know, are showing gains. Autos are higher. Banks are higher. Semiconductors are mostly higher. They've been weakening, though, so I'm a little concerned about the semis. That's a hot sector to watch. Drug stocks are showing gains. Casino stocks are showing gains. We'll just talk about some of the news that's hitting the tape this morning, like Apple. I see that UBS analysts estimate that the global iPhone sales are going to be experiencing a 4% year-over-year decline in February. Meta Platforms, ticker META, court rules that Meta cannot delay the FTC from reopening its privacy probe. Meta does not want that. Tesla, ticker TSLA, they raised prices for all Model Y cars in the United States by $1,000. Talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, Microsoft. You know, there are some objections, you know, going on from EU regulators. So Microsoft has responded by they're going to unbundle Teams and Office and from one package into two separate package. Remember, they added Teams for free. So now they're probably going to have to charge for Teams. And, you know, these objections from the EU regulators really came from Salesforce.com. But, you know, for Microsoft, if people want to have Teams, you know, it's not going to be included in their Office subscription. They're not going to be canceling their Office subscription, but they may be adding the Teams subscription. So that's actually a benefit for Microsoft. And you look at Microsoft this morning, and the stock is trading higher this morning, up 0.5%. We're talking 3M, Minnesota Mining Manufacturing. They're going to be spinning off Slovenkom, ticker SOLV, Sam Oscar, Larry Victor. That's going to start trading today. Disney, you know, shareholders, activists, Triad Partners, they did a marketing blitz trying to get votes in that last stretch of this proxy fight. They're out there sending mailings all over the place. No real mergers or guidance to talk about this morning, but in terms of shareholders meetings, CLSQ, that's ticker LAES, Larry Apple Edward Sam. They're going to be having a shareholders meeting today. Starts at 9 a.m. Interesting buyback news. Guess, ticker GES, Grace Edward Sam. Stock's trading higher this morning. They announced a 200 million share repurchasing program today. Shares, you know, guests are up, you know, 4.39%. Wow, that's a lot. terms of catalyst calls, American Airlines, AAL, Apple, Larry, Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on American Airlines early this morning. That's all I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, you're starting a new month, a new quarter, and a new week. What's your pick of the day today?
Going with PVH, Paul Victor Henry. That's PVH Inc. Paul Victor Henry. Earnings are this afternoon after the bell. EPS is $3.50. Expected move is 9.74%. You're looking at Thursday's, not Friday. Thursday's call volume, 661 calls versus 377 puts. That's good. Open interest is negative, 6,723 calls versus 7,869 puts. I'm not thrilled with that, but there's no one else really releasing earnings that I really like. But I look at the major brokers and they are positive on the stocks. They are issuing upgrades on price targets. So, that's happening from a number of the major brokers. So, you got to go with the formula, and that is part of it. Getting into the stock, listen, I want to get in under 141. I want to get in with a 140 in front of it. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm going to say 140.50, is an entry price. That may be too high, but my pick of the day is PVH on an earnings play. If I can grab it during the day, I'll take it. But because this thing's going to be moving, 9.74%. I'd rather take it during the day rather than risk it. But that's my pick of the day, PVH, Paul Victor Henry, on an earnings play, Emily.
We'll be watching at PVH along with you and taking that gain when we see it. And coming up, we're going to take a look back to Thursday and do a recap on that pick of the day. So don't go anywhere. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
LAES at CLSQ, selected by D-Link to deliver compliant node asterization certificates. United Airlines named Michelle Fryer to their board of directors. Kratos Defense, ticker KTOS. Shield AI conducted AI-powered flights over Kratos technical Firejet. I've got to look into that. FedEx is weak this morning. Why? Because UPS is strong. UPS has got a deal with the United States Postal Service. UPS is going to become their primary air cargo provider. That's why FedEx is getting hit this morning, and UPS is higher. Let's see. Goldman added Citigroup, Royal Caribbean Cruise, TPG to its conviction list. Citibank is interesting to me. LQDA, Liquidez, they got the clearance for possible FDA approval following court ruling. Biogen, ticker BIIB, one of their divisions submitted a drug for SBLA. For IV maintenance dosing in early Alzheimer's patients. Bristol Myers, ticker BMY, they said on Thursday it's experimental drug to treat Crohn's disease did not help patients achieve disease remission in a late stage study. A U.S. judge on Thursday dismissed seven lawsuits filed by investors who accused Goldman and Morgan Stanley of misconduct because of that hedge fund collapse, that Hong Kong hedge fund collapse. 2 years ago. Tupperware Brands, TUP, company warned that it may not, that it was not certain its business could continue as an ongoing concern. Here's the headline, Biden is unlikely to reimpose oil sanctions on Venezuela. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading today, let's do that check-in on Thursday's pick of the day, which was Occidental Petroleum. Now, if we're thinking back to Thursday, there were no real major catalysts ahead of the long weekend. You're sort of looking for an oil play here. Now, Oxy did have a steady climb during Thursday trading. Bill, how did your call work out?
Hey, skin of the teeth, it worked out. Stock opened up at $64.67. It did fall down to $63.38. My way away from my price target. I was low on the price target, but then it did run, the 65.13. And this morning you saw the stock trading at $65.36. So the 1% was there from the opening price. Never hit my opening price, but it was positive. It did make the money. I was expecting a bigger move off of the China data over the weekend. There's still going to be a move in oil because of that. I mean, oil, in my opinion, is moving higher. I mean, we could see, $90, by midsummer, and then, $100, start towards the fall. You got China reopening, you got the OPEC, putting production curbs on, and I don't think the U.S. Shale can really keep up its torrid pace. So, you look at oil, you got to be bullish on it. The news out of China, what even though it was good, it didn't create the big bounce that I was expecting in oil prices this morning. But OXY did work out. Had the 1% move, so we'll take it and walk away.
We'll take that as a win, Bill. And with that, 20 picks in March, that was 18 wins, only one loss, and one flat trade. Even with that flat trade, we're looking at a 90% win rate. We will check in with you tomorrow about today's PVH pick of the day to see how this month starts off. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.